This is Self-Care and Soul Care for the Caregiver, and I'm your host, Sandra Peebles. To caregivers like us, self-care isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. We want to take better care of ourselves so we're able to care for our loved ones who rely on us. This is episode 2, and we're doing a series about the keys to a calm Christmas. In episode 1, we talked about responding to others' expectations of our families. Today, we're going to focus on managing our own emotions and responses. And for those of us who have children with special needs, the final episode in the series has tips for helping them regulate their sensory needs and remain calm when they are out of their regular routines. I'm very thankful you're joining me for this series, and I pray it's an encouragement to you. Let's jump in today talking about how we can manage our emotions and responses this Christmas season. My boys have 4 cousins, 2 on my side of the family and 2 on my husband Lee's side. 2 of those cousins were born the same year as James, one of them just 10 days after he was. So over Thanksgiving a couple years ago, I was texting with my sister while James was in the bathtub. He was playing with the little Playmobil people, and we were working on being able to tell which one was a boy and which one was a girl. So I would hold one up and say, "This is a boy. Good. This is a boy. And James is a boy. Good. Okay. What is this? This is a girl. Very good. Mommy is a girl." The conversation I had going via text with my sister was a little different. My niece, 6 months older than James, wants to go to Harvard. And then she was 11 years old and was already working toward that goal. So my sister and I were texting about my niece's French lessons and her volleyball games and everything else she's doing. So we wrapped it up, and then I got James out of the tub and he said, "Bye-bye, water." And then I wrapped him up in his towel. He got to pick yellow instead of blue. I got his diaper on, and I put on his outfit that he wears every single day that he can. An old red t-shirt and navy shorts. And I was fine until I stopped for the night and climbed into my own bed. Harvard? Is that really what other kids James's age were thinking about? And I was still putting diapers on him? It launched me into that cycle of grief we all experience at surprising times. So the author C.S. Lewis's words are true for many of us. He wrote, "Part of every misery is, so to speak, the misery shadow or reflection, the fact that you don't merely suffer, but you have to keep on thinking about the fact that you suffer." It reminds me of the stages of grief that we go through. And the tricky thing for special needs parents and caregivers is that we don't just move through them one at a time and check them off our list. They're very cyclical. We can go through the stages of grief again and again, and it can hit us at really surprising times. Like it hit me that night when I was still putting a diaper on my son while my sister was trying to help her daughter figure out how to get into Harvard in 7 or 8 years. So when I run up against this wall of grief, I open to the Psalms. If you're listening on your phone, you may want to open with me to Psalm 107 in your Bible app. And let's look at the hope that Psalm 107 brings. So in verse 9, "For those who are lonely and have no place to call home, he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things." In verse 14, "For those in darkness and the shadow of death, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart." And in verse 20, "For those who were fools and suffered affliction, he sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." These verses remind me of the very practical provisions that God makes for us. If my son James is grumpy, we go through a checklist. He's mostly nonverbal, and so he can't just tell us my head hurts or anything like that. We kind of have to guess at what may be wrong. So our checklist has 3 things on it. Is he tired? Is he hungry? And does his tummy hurt? Is he tired? Is he hungry? Does his tummy hurt? That checklist works so well for us as we try to figure out what's wrong with him. I came up with my own checklist for when I'm feeling a little off. Am I tired? Am I hungry? Am I in any pain? And is there a hormonal reason for this grumpy mood? There's lots of times I can pinpoint a physical reason for not feeling my best. That doesn't get me off the hook or give me an excuse to keep being grumpy, but it does help me understand why I'm acting the way that I'm acting. As we keep reading in Psalm 107, we get to what I think is the most encouraging section for those of us who feel like we're going down in the ship, or those of us on a ride we didn't know that we signed up for. The verses say, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders." We too can follow this pattern when grief threatens to engulf us. We can cry out. We can experience the peace he brings to our circumstances, even if those circumstances don't change. We can thank him for his love. We can praise him with others. It's not just grief that sneaks up on me this time of year. Others' emotions do as well, like jealousy. When I see pictures of friends or other family members having what looks like the best Christmas ever, as they all stand still and smile around their perfectly decorated Christmas trees. There are two truths that I remind myself of when I am tempted to feel jealous of other people. First, God ordained my path for me and their path for them. And because this path is from him, it is for my good because he loves me. Jealousy says to God that I don't trust his love in my life, but that I do see it in someone else's. I have to repent from that and remind myself of God's love for me and each member of my family. Second, everyone is fighting battles we can't see. Ruth Graham wrote a book years ago, maybe decades ago at this point, and I've never forgotten the title. In every pew sits a broken heart. Your struggles may not be the same as someone else's, but no one is without struggles. They may not be as obvious in Facebook pictures, but they are there. Friends, as we enter the Christmas season, remember there is no shame in the emotions you feel. God created us with all these emotions and called our creation very good. But we do need to meet them with biblical truth, especially emotions like jealousy or anger. This Christmas isn't going to go exactly the way you planned for it to go. It's just not. But you can trust that God's plan for you this year is better than any idol, even the idol of the ideal family Christmas. Let's pray together. God, you give good gifts to your children, and my life and my family are good gifts. But this journey I'm on isn't exactly what I had planned. And that's even more clear to me at Christmas time when I can feel overwhelmed by grief or jealousy. Please help me to look to you when I feel like I'm sinking. You can make the storms of life be still. And even when the storm is part of your perfect plan for me, you can keep me still in the middle of it. I don't want to focus on my expectations this year. I want to focus on you and the gift of your Son. It's in his name I pray. Amen. Over on sanderpeoples.com, you can check out a transcript of the show and see the show notes. If you haven't joined my Facebook group focused on self-care for the special needs mom, today is a great time to do that. We'll talk each week about the podcast episodes, and in January, we'll be setting goals for the year and evaluating what works and doesn't work for our families. The link for that group is at sanderpeoples.com as well in the show notes for this episode. Thank you for joining me. Since this is our very first series, it would be a huge help if you could take time to rate this podcast and share it with friends. More caregivers need to know they aren't alone on this journey to take better care of themselves. Self-care and soul care aren't optional for caregivers. If you're on Instagram, I'd love to connect with you there. I'm sharing quotes from this series that you can share with your followers. My username is Sandra Peoples.